This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen. I most desire studying about when he was a child. This has come upon me in the last year to study him as a child when he was first lost by his parents. I love getting to know him better. I love my Lord the most. Most recently, I began watching television after nearly 11 years without television. I think it was 11 years. It was. Or, yes, it was 11 years. I went on a 30-day fast, and after the 30-day fast, I went back to television, and it was no longer there. And my Lord just removed me from television for over a decade. Now I'm enjoying television. I most enjoy watching cartoons. I love Elmo. I love Bible stories for children. I love anything that's pure. Most recently, I have come across a few pure movies, which are most special to me. It's three of them, and I am not going to disclose how many times I've watched them. They're just so pure and beautiful, and exalt thy Lord. But one particular movie out of the three, I shall give you a little hint. This movie, the man had to have rested at thy father's feet. He portrayed Yeshua in such a beautiful, lowly, humble, meek way. I almost sometimes feel that I'm watching Yeshua as I watch this movie. I've watched it so much that Yeshua has asked me to cease watching it. He astonishingly captures thy Lord's heart out of every movie from a child to now. He does. The movie is named The Perfect Gift. I will give you the title. I am most blessed that despite me, and I say that not as difficult as it would have been 2 or 3 years ago, that our Blessed One abodes in my home. And it's not always easy. And he's in the ministry workspace where I love to exalt him with glorious worship. As believers, we must seek to keep thy Lord welcomed in our hearts, homes, ministries, and his church. I encourage you to guard your hearts from any teaching that does not exalt the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 21, the Blessed Lord Jesus' discussion with his disciples continue with a most profound commandment. Let us read that. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Our obedience to him is what our Lord has commanded. An obedient heart is a heart that loves thy Lord no matter what it may cause. Most surely, there is a great price we must pay when we obey our Blessed One. Yet thy Lord is most faithful. He responds so magnificently to our obedience, most gloriously, as he also does to our tears of prayer. I most certainly can say to you that he has never forsaken me in those painful nights, with my pillow drenched with tears. Remember the scriptures when the psalmist David wrote in Psalms 6, verse 6, "I am weary with my groanings. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears."
Hallelujah. I am most grateful for the blessed Comforter, whom gathered each tear of my sufferings. He gathereth your tears. You are never alone.
I am most thankful for Sight and Sound Theaters for their generosity to the ministry. If you have not heard yet of Sight and Sound Theaters, you must attend to one of their productions. It is most marvelous. They are located in the United States, and I encourage you to visit their website at www.sight-sound.com.